Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and he beat
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Celente, the founder and the director of the Trends Research Institute, trendsresearch.com. You can find the Trends Journal publication there. I hope you subscribe to that. Look at all the other things they do. They got a weekly podcast that they do that you can watch and also I forgot to mention his book one of my favorite books, What Zizi Gave Honey Boy, a story about it was your aunt, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie.
Yeah, Zizi, yeah. And yeah. So he wrote a book about his relationship with her. It's a sweet book. So
that's my favorite of everything I've ever written I've been writing.
I've still got my copy right here.
You know, they made a movie of that.
I know.
With Doris Roberts, the woman that played the mother of Everyone Loves Raymond. That was the last starring role. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk to us about the rest of this year. What do you see in the United States especially? What do you see playing out? Do you see us having tax reform and Obamacare reform?
Yes, and that's our, in this new Trends Journal, our trend forecast, we're saying that we're going to see more economic growth. You know, this is very important for people to understand. Since the recession ended, this has been the weakest post-World War II recovery. We've never seen one this low.
Right.
So they brag about how,
In 8 years, it never got to expansion level.
Never. So we believe that there's going to be, on the equity front, there's going to be a sharp downturn in the equity markets. They're up over 10%. But we don't believe it's going to be it's going to recover. So in other words, when you have this kind of growth, there's always a correction. And we're forecasting that President Trump's should they materialize as promoted, the gross domestic product, as I said, which has tracked the worst post-recessionary growth since the end of World
War II.
Negative
2% average.
Will expand at a higher rate.
Yeah.
So we see that happening. We see growth globally, by the way, increasing more than it has over the last several years as well.
Are you worried about protectionism?
Not at all. Because once upon a time, there used to be tariffs. And, you know, for example, there was a thing called the chicken tax under LBJ, back in the 60s, Johnson, when he was president. What happened was the Americans were dumping cheap chicken all over Europe, and the Germans put a tax on it. So in response, what LBJ did, he put a tax on all trucks coming in, small little, like Volkswagen cars, little vans coming in. He put a tax on those. That's what they used to bring in those days, those Volkswagens. And then what happened was there was a tax. And then what happened was, so now when NAFTA happened under Bill Clinton, they did away with that tax. So now those small vehicles coming out of Mexico, instead of paying a tax, they paid no tax. And that's what flooded the market with cheap.
I'm hoping that what President Trump will wind up doing, instead of being a protectionist, which his language, his rhetoric has made him sound like, that he'll do what the other thing that he says he's going to do, and make America, when we negotiate a trade deal, we're not the patsies. We actually have a fair deal.
Trade deals stink. These trade deals are terrible. It's allowing
Americans, we just roll over in these things.
Yeah. This is what we tell people. Play the Trump card. Make your product made in America. Stamp it made in America. So I'm going to make sneakers, or athletic shoes they call them these days. And I'm going to go up and I'm going to run an ad up in Oregon where Nike is. And I'm going to say in this ad, I'm going to play the Trump card. You take out the top guy. Who are you going to buy your shoes from? You're going to buy them from Nike, who gets them made by slave labor workers, pay slave labor wages in Vietnam, or you're going to buy American made, where it's a higher quality and made by Americans.
How much?
So this isn't you're going to pay a little bit more, okay. But you're going to create jobs and you're going
to
make
more. You've got to sell the value. And see, this is what small business owners have to be able to do anyway. We small business owners have never been able to sustain success by being lower than the big guys. We have to charge more and we have to sell the value.
You got it. Sell the value, and it goes, this is not free trade or fair trade. It's slave labor trade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this country had tariffs forever. And Bill Clinton sold us out.
And when I say sold us out, you're right.
All you have to do is look at the money that went into the Clinton Foundation.
I was watching the NAFTA when it happened, and we got sold down the river. I hope that President Trump does fix that. Hey, Gerald, I got to wrap it up. We got to go. Too soon. Come back soon, though. We enjoy it. We always love having you here.
Love being on. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, friendsresearch.com, and find out what he's got going on over there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.